Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, it's a very disagreeable thing. Kyle Rittenhouse apparently cut a deal with the prosecutor down in Kenosha. He's going to give up the gun that he killed two people with and blew the bicep off another one. Let the crime lab destroy it. But he's also being permitted to keep almost $1 million of crowdfunding mail money. He'll be getting almost $1 million, in effect, for killing two people and blowing off the bicep of a third. Now, it disgusts me to even talk about that trial, that broken down old crow of a judge, thumb on the scales, forbid the prosecution to refer to the murder victims as victims, permitted the defense to say that they were arsonists, destroyers of property, which was false, chewed out the prosecution viciously in a way that would have been conveyed back to the jury by members of their household who saw TV, and in effect sided with the defense throughout that trial. So the frog-eyed little wannabe was acquitted. Frog-eyed wannabe wanted his gun back. His lawyer seems to have some common sense. His lawyer said, well, that's a fetish. When you go walking around with the weapon that killed people, you bring yourself to people's attention. That is not good for you. You'll be a target the rest of your life. Smartest thing you can do is to go underground, get very quiet, give up the gun. But they insisted on getting almost $1 million in crowdfunding bail. Remember, they raised about $2 million crowdfunding for his bail from right-wing people around the country. And they brought in a jury selection expert and a lot of other things. It helped to get him acquitted, but there's money left over. And there were claims on that money, including from a company that funds lawsuits. And the ruling was that he gets to keep it. Now they say that the frog-eyed wannabe wants to go to college. He does, doesn't he? Okay. Good luck. I wouldn't show up on the Madison campus. I wouldn't show up on the UWM campus. If I were here, I'd change my name, wear a disguise, and go somewhere in disgrace. But that's where it is. The gun will be destroyed. He gets virtually $1 million. $1 million. Going to something of greater moment, much more important, there's a billionaire Trump supporter named Ken Langone. He's the guy that founded Home Depot. Now, I like Home Depot. I go to Home Depot. So do you. Good place. Sells a lot of stuff. Ken Langone founded it. Well, good for him. He's a billionaire. He's also a Trumpite, a Trump supporter. And he gave Manchin the maximum. This is Joe Manchin of West Virginia, supposedly a Democrat, the maximum permitted by law after Joe Manchin said he would kill the Build Back Better soft infrastructure bill. And he said he will continue to give to him fundraisers. There's other ways of giving to him, to Manchin's PAC. Manchin and Sinema are raising a lot of money from Republican donors. Now, you may say, all right, Matt, look, I mean, you know, when you ran, I'm sure there were some Republicans who gave to you, sure. I mean, people give to different people, but not in these amounts, and not as a concerted reward for having stabbed your own party. That's a different story. That's a different story. And you can tell a lot about somebody's politics by who gives to them. He who pays the piper calls the tune. If the piper has a hat in front of him and somebody puts $1,000 in the hat and says, all right, play this tune, that piper is going to pay that tune. Sinema is playing a tune. She will not get rid of the filibuster, even for voting rights. She says she's for voting rights, but not for getting rid of the filibuster, because she wants it to be bipartisan to restore voting rights, even though voting rights were stripped on a nonpartisan basis, only by Republicans. That's BS. She's not for voting rights. And the reason she's not for voting rights, she's getting millions of dollars from Republican donors, including the pharmaceutical companies. And they like the Senate and the House exactly as it is, with the prospect that maybe the Republicans take over. Manchin's the same way, except he's getting a lot of his money from energy companies. And he says, I'm for voting rights. I'm just not for giving up the filibuster. And then he'll say, on Build Back Better, I'm for Build Back Better. There's just one little thing we need to tweak. One little thing, we've got to cut this out. So the Democrats cut that out. And then just a little other thing, we got to cut it out. And you keep talking, and he's whittling it down, and pretty soon there's nothing there. This is a scam. He does not want Build Back Better. He does not want soft infrastructure because his donors don't want soft infrastructure. He who pays the piper calls the tune. His tune is no attack on the filibuster, no Build Back Better. Ken Langone came right out and said it. I mean, Ken Langone, you know, you don't found Home Depot and become a billionaire because you're dumb as hell, because you don't know what's going on. You may not be a good person, but he knows exactly what's going on. And he said, because Manchin killed Build Back Better, I am giving him this money and will give him a lot more. He put the causality in there. He didn't say because Manchin will probably support it if one little tweak is made. He knows that Manchin won't support it, and he won't support voting rights. And Sinema won't support voting rights or Build Back Better either. Take a look at the list of donors of any politician, and you have a very good one-to-one correspondence between their votes on issues and what they say and what their donors want. Now, historically, it had been the Republican Party got certain donors, the Democratic Party got certain donors. That's gotten all mixed up. There are entrepreneurs, libertarians, people in tech who vote for Democrats. A lot of them vote for Republicans and give to them. Some give to each party, depending on who they think is going to win, like Wall Street, the investment banks of Wall Street. And where that hurts is the two biggest recipients typically are the senators from New York, and they're the ones who are standing in the way of getting rid of the carried interest scam that lets hedge fund operators not pay income taxes. Open your eyes, really open your eyes to money. Open your eyes to money. Follow the money. You very rarely get a billionaire like Ken Langone to flat out fess up about what he's up to. What he's up to is rewarding Joe Manchin for stabbing Build Back Better. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Look in my eyes and you can tell.